This is the Steve Gruber Show, bringing you the news and newsmakers that affect you most.
It's Wednesday on the Steve Gruber Show. This segment of the program brought to you by my friends at YMT Vacations. Join other Michigan Talk Network listeners on YMT Vacations, 13-day, four-island tour of the tropical islands of Hawaii. It's going to happen in February. You want to be there, I guarantee it. The number to call, 800-496-1557, 800-496-1557, to book yourself a slot on this YMT adventure tour of Hawaii. Don't miss it. For more information, just give that number a call. Tell them I sent you along. Our next guest is Dr. Joel Schultz. He operates Street Smart Training and is the founder of the National Center for Police Advocacy. He is a retired chief of police in Colorado, and 15 years after Columbine, he says our approach to school killing and those that murder their classmates and so forth at schools is a misfire. Dr. Schultz, welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, it's an important topic because, unfortunately, we still see mass shootings around this country. The last couple, really sadly, neither one was qualified to buy the guns that they had. Now, these are not school shootings, but the background check system, people are not entering the information properly. People that should not have had guns got them in their hands and with tragic results. But when we focus on these school shootings, where are we missing? Where are we missing in the efforts to stop these from happening?
Well, I think it's a question of opportunity cost. As we look at each of these incidents, they are so anomalous. The Secret Service and other academic studies have tried to find out what's the profile of a school shooter, whether it's there are certain individual characteristics or certain social characteristics or structural characteristics of the buildings in which these incidents take place. And there just isn't any template that gives us a guideline about what exactly to do that would cover any kind of majority of these incidents from being prevented or responded to really effectively.
I mean, how do you find a Harris or a Klebold? You know, they're the only ones that I mention by name. I generally don't talk about the shooters by name, but in this case, everybody knows who they are.
Right.
And I think it helps advance the conversation. So how do you figure out that a kid is going to kill like Harris or Klebold, or a kid is just, blowing off steam? How do you decide the difference? Because we certainly don't want to lock up 16- and 17-year-old kids who are just running their mouths, for the next 5 years. That doesn't accomplish much either.
Right. And for example, we talk about mental health issues. 25% of incoming college freshmen in any given year are already on psychotropic medications for ADD or depression or those kinds of things. So if you look at the signs and symptoms of somebody that might potentially be homicidal, they really match a huge part of the population or a huge part of the population at any given time period in their lives. And so one of the things that we don't do very well is to measure prevention. How many times did we intervene successfully? How many times did background checks stop an inappropriate gun purchase? I think
Every
we really
day.
Have a lot of successes that we're not celebrating. And that's not to diminish the deaths and gravity of the situation of mass shootings. But again, they really are a kind of a pinpoint on the map if we look at those unemotionally.
Yeah, regardless of what Bloomberg or those on the left would tell you, mass shootings, especially school shootings, are exceptionally rare. They happen very, infrequently. But when they do, let's be honest, Newtown was a gut-wrenching and horrid thing to watch. And those parents, I can't even imagine the kind of pain that they went through. But you mentioned something I want to go back to and focus on, and that's the use of powerful psychoactive drugs on young people, on developing brains and so forth. That has to be part of the root cause here. I mean, we can't just give our children chemicals, powerful chemicals, day after day, month after month, year after year, and expect it to have, no negative impacts.
I think, and I'm not a medical doctor, but I do think that we have a ways to go in terms of prescribing and monitoring those things. And I'll just give you for instance, I was teaching in one of my college classes about juvenile delinquency, and we talked about this use of drugs. And I had a young woman come up to me, 19 years old, said, Dr. Schultz, I've been on antidepressants since I was age 12, and I said, well, I'm sure that you've had dosage changes and monitoring and therapy to go along to help you adjust. He said, no, She just got a prescription at age 12, and for her whole adolescence, she was on antidepressants, which may have been the right thing for her. But what did she miss by being numbed for those 7 years without any additional care besides just that pill every day? That's disturbing.
Exactly my point. How do you feel anything? If you're medicated, I mean, seriously, you're so depressed at 12, you need heavy drugs? Come on. I mean, that seems like an easy way out. The doctor's just right. You know, and I love doctors, don't get me wrong. And generally speaking, but when you look at the number of prescriptions that are written in this country, you just have to sometimes scratch your head. Now, we're in a society that also thinks that pills solve all problems, too. So it's the mindset that we live in as well.
Well, what we know is that good nutrition, exercise, and relationships, being touched in a healthy way and being able to have conversations in a healthy way, those are the things that keep us healthy. Those are the things that human beings need. When we see the mass dysfunction, the real violence problem in America is in urban areas and particularly affects minorities. And to me, this is one of the thinking glitches that we have. I understand Columbine. My son-in-law was in the cafeteria at Columbine 16, 15 years ago. So I understand the angst over that. But the kids that are dropping dead from gunshots are on the streets of inner city America, and there's no huge outcry about that. And I think that ought to disturb us as well.
Yeah, people ignore Chicago. Dr. Joel Schultz, I wish we had more time. I'd like to have you back to further explore these conversations, because I also think that, you know, the smartphones and technology are creating a lot of awkward communication skills, or destroying communication skills altogether, which, you know, when people can't understand a conversation, they turn to violence all too often. So, Doctor, I'd like to have you back. Great conversation, and I appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Dr. Joel Schultz, everybody. 15 years after Columbine, why our approach just isn't working. Well, there's some of the conversation. We'll have more with him in the future. Interesting man, right here on The Steve Gruber Show.